When a 5,000-year-old male corpse was discovered in the Alps in 1991, Italy and Austria claimed the spot where the remains were found. Italy won by 100 yards. Today, Uzzi, as he was named, is a tourist attraction with his own museum. Science has been slower to recognize Uzzi's value, but NPR's Christopher Joyce reports new research is offering up remarkable details about Uzzi's life.
Uzzi lives, though of course not in the conventional sense. His desiccated corpse was naturally mummified on a freezing mountain. He's now immune to the passage of time, lying in a refrigerated room in Bolzano, Italy. Scientists have learned a lot about lifestyles of the Neolithic from the Iceman's belongings: his animal skin clothes, his copper axe and flint knife, his quiver of arrows and partially made bow. He carried embers in a pouch to make a fire. He ate unleavened bread and stuffed his leather shoes with grass. He apparently died of an arrow wound. Now, new techniques are revealing more about Uzzi himself, specifically where the Iceman grew up.
All the information essentially fit one valley.
Wolfgang Müller at the Australian National University says Uzzi probably lived most of his life in the Isac Valley in northern Italy, within about 40 miles of where his body was found. He can tell this from the mummy's teeth.
The teeth are, as we call it, an archive of childhood, because our permanent teeth start to mineralize from birth onwards, and then they remain compositionally unchanged for the rest of our life.
Müller analyzed the mummy's teeth, looking for various forms or isotopes of oxygen, strontium, and lead. The mix of those isotopes in a tooth matches the chemical mix in the rocks, soil, and water where a person grows up. As the saying goes, you are what you eat. In this case, your teeth contain a sort of dental roadmap of where you come from. Archaeologists already know of a buried Neolithic settlement that existed near Uzzi's valley, but if Uzzi ever lived there, he didn't stay. Müller says Uzzi's bones also carry a chemical signature, but a different one, one that reflects the last years of a person's life.
The bone composition is not consistent with this particular area, so he must have migrated somewhere else.
Müller also found microscopic slivers of rock called mica in the mummy's intestine. These too suggest that while Uzzi may have started out a local boy, he ended up a prodigal son. Müller's analysis, published in this week's issue of Science magazine, follows recent research by other scientists on DNA in dried blood found on Uzzi's flint knife and arrows. It suggests that before he expired from his arrow wound, he wounded his attackers. New techniques have heightened the pace of research and kept the mummy's chief conservator, Edward Egarter, pretty busy. As a hospital pathologist, he's used to John Does, but Uzzi is no garden variety corpse. Lately, they've been finding yet more wounds on his body.
We found a very deep wound in the right hand of the Iceman, and now in the last 3 or 4 months, we found a lot of new and different wounds on his body.
Inert as he may be, Uzzi has inspired filmmakers and writers as well as scientists. In Bolzano, you can buy a chocolate Uzzi figurine or a bottle of wine with his somewhat prune-like image on the label. And as long as scientists can keep him frozen, he will at least have achieved a certain kind of scientific immortality. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.